This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 722, part 2, entitled, It's in Women's Self-Interest to Become Bi-Conscious. Continuing straight on. When millions of couples come to the same decision, the birth rate crashes, as it is currently doing in South Korea, which has the lowest national birth rate (brackets) of 0.8 children per woman in 2025 (close brackets), and in Seoul, its capital, it's even worse at 0.58 children per woman, according to GPT 5.6. Masculists point the finger at women, telling them in powerful moral terms, dash, quote, it was men who gave you science-based medicine, so your life expectancy is now 86 years. It was men who gave you the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so you women now have a career window of half a century, so you can work, so you must work. Anything else is seen by masculists as manslavery, and manslavery will get you killed. End quote. A woman who is bi-conscious is well aware of the above masculist arguments, so is sympathetic to masculists when she comes across them, since her self-definition is that she herself is a female masculist. She sees that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that is, that women oppress men too, and in fact far worse than vice versa. She supports the idea that women should help men in getting the gender laws men feared, that GECs, G-E-Cs, such gender equality committees, should be set up in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case in today's gynocentric society, where nearly everyone is monoconscious, that is, ignorant of masculine ideas, so by default are monoconscious, so are profoundly biased when it comes to gender politics, thinking that gender oppression is a one-way street, which is what the feminists are preaching. The masculine half of these GECs will legislate the para, that's P-A-R-E-R, that's paternity rejection right, to give men the same right that women have to reject an undesired parenthood. The fact that women have the legislated mara, but men don't have the hara, is seen by masculists to be the most blatant form of gender discrimination that exists, that makes masculists burn with a sense of injustice. The male masculist politicians of the GECs will also legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, that's obligatory paternity testing at birth, to block women's awful gender crime of paternity fraud, in which the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his, when she knows it's not. Close brackets. Masculists want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for a worse gender crime than rape that usually gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Creating GECs, GECs, in the parliaments will require sizable support not only from men, but from women as well. If nearly all women remain hostile to the rise and rise of the MGTOW, the masculists, the manosphere, there will be no GECs. But with millions of women being bi-conscious feminists, hence favourable to the men faring of the gender laws, then these GECs will be created. Bi-conscious feminists will earn the admiration and affection of bi-conscious masculists, so these women will be lot more likely to be chosen by these men as girlfriends, whereas monoconscious feminists are seen by masculists as MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, as misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, who are viciously rejected both socially and sexually. So, as the manosphere spreads and spreads across the planet, in brackets, as it is doing, given the fact that now most young men in many countries are aware of the toxicity of the divorce courts for men, so choose to avoid marriage and paternity so as to avoid the one chance in four of being butchered in the monoconscious, feminist-controlled divorce court system, which sees men as cash machines to be abused and robbed to pay for fluffy women to have babies. As masculine ideas spread, millions of monoconscious feminists will be dumped by their freshly minted biconscious masculist boyfriends who will not tolerate the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends, who will see them as bigots, as hypocrites, as misandrist cunts, and will dump them. These millions of dumped monoconscious feminists will then see their former monoconscious male feminist boyfriends taking up new relationships with biconscious feminists. And that will powerfully influence them, since women are much stronger herd animals than men. These monoconscious feminists will suffer twice, in the sense that on the one hand, they will lose their boyfriends when these boyfriends convert themselves from being monoconscious male feminists to becoming biconscious masculists. And on the other hand, will suffer again when they see their former boyfriends taking up new relationships with female masculists, that is, with biconscious feminists. That will really turn their heads. They will see how much happier they could become, and how much it is in their self-interest if they became biconscious feminists, since the reward is that such a woman is much more likely to have and to keep a boyfriend. 99.5% of women are heterosexual. So that means, in practice, that even the most rabid of feminazis is still dependent on men for her sex. But when most men have been masculinisted, brackets, which is probably only a few years away from the time of writing, that is 2026, close brackets, the odds of her getting any sex will diminish sharply, since her monoconsciousness will only get her spat in the face, as most men become biconscious and see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites and geociders who deserve to be spat at and utterly rejected, both socially and sexually. As masculist ideas spread, and politicians have their masculist consciousnesses raised, they will start seeing monoconscious feminists as a threat to national security, being the dominant indirect cause as to why the birth rate is crashing, thus wiping out whole populations, dash, geocide. Once the gender politicians become bioconscious, that is, they have absorbed masculine ideas as well as feminist ideas, then they will take measures to help wipe out monoconsciousness by stimulating the spread of masculine ideas in the media, the high schools, the universities, in books, magazines, etc., so that the whole of society becomes bi-conscious. So, it is to be expected that politicians, bi-conscious politicians, will come to see monoconscious feminism as a cancer, to be eradicated as a major national security threat that is indirectly wiping out whole populations. Bi-conscious politicians of both sexes will go on a witch hunt against monoconscious feminists. When nearly everyone is biconscious, then women, who are half the population, will be able to live with the knowledge that humanity will not get wiped out, which is what monoconscious feminism is currently doing indirectly by causing 2/3 of young men to not even date young women, in brackets, according to a famous opinion poll by Pew PW Research Center in 2022. Who found that 63% of young men in the US don't even date young women, who said that young women were undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism, close brackets. As millions of women learn maskless ideas, who have their maskless consciousnesses raised, will benefit from knowing that as women, as half of the world's population, they will survive as human beings, as the two sexes get back together again, as the two sets of gender crimes, male against female and female against male, are removed, which will be the job of the GECs, GECs, Gender Equality Committees. I hope it is clear from the above that it will be in women's self-interest, both individually and collectively as a sex, that is half the world's population, to become bi-conscious. In time, those more conservative women who remain monoconscious will become increasingly seen by both sexes as bigots, as out of touch with modernity, as unfit for male attention, who deserve to rot on the shelf due to being utterly rejected by men, masculinized men, bi-conscious men. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskless tab for 770 plus Maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators - Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real - see the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the masculist segment - as well as Countdown to Extinction, how AI will exterminate mankind. Again, for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 masculist videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Masculist Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my masculist videos, brackets, in one long list, in most recent first time order, can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Masculist Videos. That is four words. Ciao.